June Dairy Month. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. June is Dairy Month, and all month long we will be highlighting the state's dairy farmers and the importance of getting dairy in your diet. Even though Tennessee dairy numbers are down, farmers are still optimistic about their future.
I'm optimistic about myself and our family and our farm. We've got plans for the future. We're going ahead. We're milking more cows. We're working hard, we're progressing. Sometimes it's easy to be a little more pessimistic about our state. There's lots of other influences that are affecting the dairy industry. I would like for us to get to a point that we could hold steady on dairy cow numbers and number of producers. That's not going to happen for a while.
Steve Harrison farms with his brother John in Philadelphia, Tennessee, where they milk 1,700 cows and have an on-farm cheesemaking plant and agritourism enterprise. He says their family is in it for the long haul.
We've got to compete on a national scale and a world scale. There's several of those factors determine how well you're competing. And so we're striving to do that. We're striving to get production per cow, take care of our cows, be good stewards of our land, but make it more productive. We're striving to milk more cows. We're in this for the long term, and I've got children involved. We're optimistic, but we realize it's a challenge.
And a longstanding tradition of the dairy industry in June is to have the June Dairy Month kickoff luncheon in Nashville, something Harrison has long been attending.
Well, you know, this is a great event. I've been coming to it on and off for 30-plus years, and it's great to see these young folks. Not all of them have dairy backgrounds, but a lot of them are learning a lot about dairy and then learning leadership skills. And it's a chance for our community as farmers, agriculturalists, and dairy farmers to get together.
And more to come in celebration of June Dairy Month all June long, so stay tuned. And don't forget to have those 3 servings of dairy a day. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.